I began an intense exploration of love relationships in 1975 in response to a question from a student in a marriage and family therapy class that I then taught. I remember the day clearly. It was a Tuesday morning, and I was 20 minutes late. I had just come from the county courthouse, where I had been granted a divorce. I was hoping the students would have wandered off by the time I arrived, but when I opened the door, I saw that they were all there. I had no choice but to stand in front of them, a living testimony to all that I did not know about marriage. As it turned out, the students knew where I had been, and they greeted me with a surprising amount of compassion. I learned they had spent the last 20 minutes talking about their own relationships, something they had never done before in class. Three of them had already married and divorced. Three had never had a serious love relationship, and the remaining six were in troubled relationships. At the end of the class, a recently divorced student asked me this question. Dr. Hendricks, why do couples have such a hard time staying together? I thought for a moment and then responded, I don't have the foggiest notion. That is a great question, and I think I'll spend the rest of my career trying to find out. 2 years later, I met Helen, and we began a conversation about this question that has lasted to this day. After 30 years of being immersed together in the study of relationship dynamics, we have learned a great deal. Many of our insights can be found in this 20th anniversary edition of Getting the Love You Want. These pages summarize what we have gleaned from our collaboration, intensive reading, work with thousands of couples in private practice and workshops, and conversation with other psychologists and imago therapists. Although this edition brings some very significant additions to the book, which I will discuss later in this essay, much of the basic text is the same as the 2001 revised edition. On the whole, our ongoing research has supported rather than challenged the book's main premises. We have also amassed plentiful evidence that the book works in the real world. To date, several millions of couples worldwide have read Getting the Love You Want, and thousands of them have taken the time to share their experiences with Helen and me. Recently, a couple told us that they had been edging toward divorce, but decided to give their marriage one last chance. They rented a remote beach cabin, took along enough food and supplies for 7 days, and packed a copy of Getting the Love You Want. They vowed to read the entire book to each other and practice all the exercises. By the end of the week, they felt closer to each other than they had in 10 years. Ultimately, they decided to stay together and create a conscious partnership. 5 years later, they continue to enjoy a mutually satisfying relationship. They said, "Your book was exactly what we needed. It saved our marriage and literally our lives." What we changed. While much of the 2001 text remains, we have made some important revisions. The first revision was to use more inclusive language. Momentous changes in women's rights and same-sex relationships have taken place in the last 20 years. Just as it now seems inappropriate to use the pronoun he to describe both men and women, it is outdated to describe all committed love relationships as marriages and the two individuals involved as spouses or husbands and wives. The last comprehensive census revealed that the United States has at least 5.5 million households headed by unmarried couples, a 72% increase from 1990. An estimated 1 in 8 of today's unmarried couples is a same-sex partnership. To reflect these societal changes, we now use the generic terms partners and couples. Second, we've made Helen's seminal role in developing imago relationship therapy more apparent. The original book reads like a one-man odyssey. In truth, Helen and I have been on a two-person mission to understand love relationships since our first date. In fact, we forged many of the key ideas in imago relationship therapy in the crucible of our own marriage. Without Helen, there would be no book. Third, the most substantive revision is replacing the original chapter 11 with an entirely new chapter. This chapter used to be titled Containing Rage, and it was designed to help couples express the anger and frustration they had carried over from childhood. The chapter described an exercise called the Full Container that guided each partner in venting his or her anger while helping the other contain their reaction and listen with compassion. At the time, we believed that this catharsis would reduce the amount of tension in their day-to-day interactions. The opposite proved to be true. We discovered that the more couples practiced the exercise, the angrier they became toward their partner and in their daily lives. The entirely new Chapter 11, now titled Creating a Sacred Space, presents our new and highly effective strategies for diffusing childhood anger left over from childhood, anger that can undermine an otherwise successful relationship. But the intent of this chapter goes far beyond helping couples reduce angry outbursts. It describes a process that helps couples eliminate all forms of negativity from their interactions. Everything from physical abuse and loud yelling to snide remarks, and thereby cuts anger off at its roots. As I explain at length in the chapter, we now believe that eliminating negativity is the most powerful way to transform a love relationship. Indeed, it is the foundation for lasting love. Finally, we made numerous smaller additions and deletions throughout the book. In places where we had not described a concept in enough depth, we added more information. When we discovered an idea that had become inconsistent with current IRT theory, we made the appropriate changes. We added 4 new exercises, making the book an even more useful tool for self-help. All in all, we believe that the readers of this 20th anniversary edition will be highly successful at getting the love they want, and that even readers of the earlier editions will find much beneficial new material. I began an intense exploration of love relationships in 1975 in response to a question from a student in a marriage and family therapy class that I then taught. I remember the day clearly. It was a Tuesday morning, and I was 20 minutes late. I had just come from the county courthouse where I had been granted a divorce. I was hoping the students would have wandered off by the time I arrived, but when I opened the door, I saw that they were all there. I had no choice but to stand in front of them, a living testimony to all that I did not know about marriage. As it turned out, the students knew where I had been, and they greeted me with a surprising amount of compassion. I learned they had spent the last 20 minutes talking about their own relationships, something they had never done before in class. 3 of them had already married and divorced. 3 had never had a serious love relationship, and the remaining 6 were in troubled relationships. At the end of the class, a recently divorced student asked me this question: "Dr. Hendricks, why do couples have such a hard time staying together?" I thought for a moment and then responded, "I don't have the foggiest notion. That is a great question, and I think I'll spend the rest of my career trying to find out." 2 years later, I met Helen, and we began a conversation about this question that has lasted to this day. After 30 years of being immersed together in the study of relationship dynamics, we have learned a great deal. Many of our insights can be found in this 20th anniversary edition of Getting the Love You Want. These pages summarize what we have gleaned from our collaboration, intensive reading, work with thousands of couples in private practice and workshops, and conversation with other psychologists and imago therapists. Although this edition brings some very significant additions to the book, which I will discuss later in this essay, much of the basic text is the same as the 2001 revised edition. On the whole, our ongoing research has supported rather than challenged the book's main premises. We have also amassed plentiful evidence that the book works in the real world. To date, several millions of couples worldwide have read Getting the Love You Want, and thousands of them have taken the time to share their experiences with Helen and me. Recently, a couple told us that they had been edging toward divorce, but decided to give their marriage one last chance. They rented a remote beach cabin, took along enough food and supplies for 7 days, and packed a copy of Getting the Love You Want. They vowed to read the entire book to each other and practice all the exercises. By the end of the week, they felt closer to each other than they had in 10 years. Ultimately, they decided to stay together and create a conscious partnership. 5 years later, they continued to enjoy a mutually satisfying relationship. They said, "Your book was exactly what we needed. It saved our marriage and literally our lives."